Recorded Books and RB Digital present Someone to Honour, a Westcott novel by Mary Balog, narrated by Rosalind Landor. Chapter 1. Home at last. Well, back in England at least. 20 months had passed since his last brief disastrous stay here after the Battle of Waterloo in 1815. Now he was back. But as Lieutenant Colonel Gilbert Bennington, Gil to his friends and acquaintances, disembarked from the packet in Dover after making the night crossing from Calais, he felt only weariness, irritation, and a heavy foreboding that coming home was not going to bring happily ever after with it. He grimaced at the sight of an elegant travelling carriage, ducal crests emblazoned upon its doors, standing on the dock, for it was obviously awaiting him. Or, more specifically, Avery Archer, Duke of Netherby, one of his three travelling companions. Gil would have far preferred to hire a chaise for the journey ahead, but he might have guessed that nothing but opulent splendour would do for his grace on his own native soil, and it had to be admitted, grudgingly, that this conveyance would be far better than a hired chaise for one of their other companions, Harry. Harry was looking grey with exhaustion. Gil had not intended to have three companions for the journey. He had recently spent a year on the island of St. Helena as part of the garrison that guarded Napoleon Bonaparte during his second exile. When he had returned, on a ship bound for France rather than England, for the simple reason that it was the first outward-bound vessel after his term of duty was over, he had gone to Paris.